Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show. It is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. They're all great off days. Has a team ever enjoyed an off day more than the Indians or any team, Terry? Yeah, 20 straight days is a long time to play, especially when half of those are on the road.
Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, we were worn out, not probably just physically, but probably mentally too. And you know, even though we got home at, 3 or 4 in the morning, it was really nice to let the guys get away for a day. They could enjoy whether they wanted to stay home with their family, watch the basketball game, whatever. It's good to get them away for a little bit, take a deep breath, because although we get treated really well and we certainly travel first class, that was a lot. And taking a deep breath can help everybody.
Well, if people don't know, I know I can tell this and I'm not revealing any inside identity for you, but you're a season ticket holder at the University of Arizona. That's your alma mater. You live in Tucson part of the winter, so I know how big a Hoops fan you are. But you also are a big Cavs fan, and you were there last night. Tell us about that experience. And this is a guy who's won 2 World Series.
The atmosphere, Hammy, was incredible. I mean, I probably went 45 minutes an hour early because I wanted to check it out, because I actually probably enjoy that more. You know, the guys are so big and strong, you miss most of the game because people are standing up and everything. But seeing the atmosphere before is really incredible. I mean, that place was loud. And to see the Cleveland fans get into it like that, I was excited just for that. And then, you know, like the people watching, and my goodness sakes. But it was just nice to see Cleveland get that national attention.
Yeah, but I've also seen you, and I've brought in some Big Ten basketball coaches that you've been so gracious, and you've picked their brains, and they've picked your brain. You always seem to me like you're looking to learn something, too.
You know, Hammy, even though it's certainly like different sports or things like that, different cultures even, you know, the guys that have had success, you when they talk, you know, there's a reason everybody says something, even just in the course of a conversation. You know, Urban Meyer came in here last year, and he probably sat here for a half hour. And we didn't talk about coaching. But to listen to him talk, you could see the intensity, you know, in his voice. It's that way with a lot of guys. And you come away thinking, okay, I can see where, you know, how driven he is and things like that. So it's enjoyable. And it's also so different. And I think they see our culture. And because we play every day, you know, they see guys listening to music half hour before the game, and they're, but you know, it's not like we play once a week. I mean, we do this every day, and when you explain it to them, and they kind of digest it, and they start to understand it.
Well, let's now talk about tonight's opponent, because you and I talked about it a little bit when we were in Kansas City. They were 23-10 and just were the talk of baseball, they being the Chicago White Sox. Amazingly, with that pitching staff, they've gone the exact opposite. Since that time, they've gone 10-23. How do you explain that in this crazy game?
Well, one, because it's a crazy game. I mean, and teams go up and down. I mean, we swept Kansas City here. We go there and they sweep us. It is so much of a roller coaster season. And the teams that can minimize the bad times, because everybody has them, is, you know, and extends your good times, you give yourself a better chance to win. Nobody goes through a season and doesn't have periods where you don't pitch well, or you don't hit well, or you make mistakes and they cost you a game. Every team does that. But the teams that minimize them certainly give themselves a better chance to win.
It's still hard for me to believe they're a 500 club. Terry, when you look at them on paper, and they could very well be 20 games over 500 by the end of the year, this Chicago team looks like, with the Indians, with the Royals, with the Tigers, that this is going to be a four-team affair right down to the end.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you don't know what moves are going to be made at the trade deadline, because that's always an influencing factor. But it's hard to imagine the White Sox not being in the thick of this thing. Just when, you know, as I was preparing for them today, you see the names. Sometimes the numbers aren't quite matching up yet. That doesn't mean they're not going to.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. Tribe and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.